Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 27th of May of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Paul Bettany, the semi-translucent Hollywood heartthrob who plays various passionate heroes and the occasional mesmerizing villain. On this day in 1873, self-proclaimed archaeologist Heinrich Schliemann discovered Priam's treasure, a cache of gold and other objects in Hisarlik, Troy, in Anatolia, and basically nicked it all. Back in the day, archaeology was a little more Indiana Jones snatch and grab and a little less painstakingly recording findings for future generations. Though I guess nobody would be into watching Indiana Jones and the 8-month square grid. In 1529, on this day, there was a pogrom in Hungary where 30 Jews were burned at the stake, proving that Hungary isn't all goulash and fascism. It's also paprika and murder. Our guest today is a returning favourite, facing all the problems of running a violent revolution in a time of social distancing. Commandante of the People's Republic of the People United, NATO Green, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back. And I have news. I have news from the front lines for everybody.
Oh, yeah?
I have tips about how to mount an insurrection effectively.
Oh, do give us them.
I'm saving it for the top story.
True, because coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in activism news. Nice sizzle there, NATO.
Stay tuned. 3 minutes from now, I'm going to talk about the same thing.
But before we get to that, some headlines of stories that we won't have time for. In the news today, much of the food and agriculture industry across Europe has been badly affected by the current pandemic. In France, 150,000 tons of high-quality cheese went off last week, becoming a different kind of cheese. Politicians across Europe are starting campaigns suggesting it is the patriotic duty of citizens to choke down as much cheese as possible for the sake of the nation. And with everyone working from home, cyber warfare has stepped up. Criminals are also working from home. In Iran, a substantial cyber attack earlier this month on the Shahid Rajai port terminal, which brought shipping traffic to an abrupt halt for days, appears to have originated in Israel, presumably in retaliation for an earlier Iranian attempt to penetrate computers that operate rural water distribution systems in Israel, according to cybersecurity officials. Next up, according to those same officials, Israel plans to retaliate by sending dick pics to Iran's mum, while Iran will sign Israel up to a number of mailing lists for insurance companies and gyms that just won't say no. That's all the time we have for the headlines of the stories that we won't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. Lonely? Awake late at night? Come to adultparadise.com, our adults-only website for fun. The most wholesome fun. High-resolution pictures of adorable animals. Have conversations with nice grandmothers who tell you their memories of the war. a recipe for risotto. Adults Only online website has all the things only adults are interested in. Buy this teapot with a specially engineered temperature gauge on the side for a variety of teas. Here's a set of instructions on how to bleed a radiator. Think you're not getting enough for your taxes? Adult Paradise. Enter at your own risk. You're a grown-up. And has your small child or toddler paused halfway through a meal and you're not sure why? Normally they eat so much more than this and you're wondering if you're a bad parent or if they're ill. It's likely that all they need is a sip out of a small bottle containing about half a glass of water. Half a glass of water across a toddler's surprisingly large meal is the lubrication they require to mash ungodly combinations of cucumber, hummus, and fish into their mouth. So you can say, how the f*** can someone that small eat that much? Where does it go? I can't answer the first question, but you'll find the answer out later in the day in their nappy when they make serious eye contact and assume a half-squat position during your lady's afternoon tea. Half a glass of water. You'll be grateful.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today. Now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Your top story today, activism news. NATO Green, you're at the cutting edge of activism. Tell us what's happening in the world of activism right now.
Well, Alice, I'm going back to the vault of lessons for nonviolent resistance. So according to the late scholar of nonviolence, Gene Sharp, there are 198 modes of nonviolent resistance. And the Bernie Sanders campaign issued Gene Sharp's legendary 198 modes of nonviolent resistance to his supporters as a punch card. You get a stamp for each one of the 198 modes you complete. And when you do all 198 modes of nonviolent resistance, you will have won healthcare and a habitable planet. Now, when you go through the 198 modes of nonviolent resistance, everyone always knocks out letters of opposition on the first day and then gets bogged down when they get to disclosing identities of secret agents and mutiny. But you must persevere. A lot of the other actions that we've been attempting since the last time I was on The Last Post talking about forms of resistance, we've gotten far deep into arts and crafts. So we're doing car caravans where we decorate our cars with signs of protest, and then we drive around in a group. We also are doing banner drops where we decorate a banner with signs of protest, and then we throw it off a thing. We're getting street chalk like children and writing angry messages with signs of protest in front of a thing and then posting it on social media. We're also getting face masks that say things like overthrow the government and what the f*** and with Donald Trump and whatnot. And we're sewing those things. It's a very Etsy intensive revolution that we're having. One of the other forms of nonviolent resistance in Gene Sharp's list is what they call lysistratic withdrawal. So Lysistrata is a play by Aristophanes, originally performed in Athens in 411 BC. And a lot of people are thinking that the Lysistrata strategy may work for today. It tells the story of how women in Greece attempted to end the Peloponnesian War by withholding sex from men who were to be driven mad by the lack of boning down and would thereby lay down their weapons in order to get laid. Needless to say, the gambit was unsuccessful. And in this way, the ancient Greeks invented homosexuality. So it was a plot hole in Lysistrata.
That wasn't the only hole in Lysistrata, am I right?
Hey, what's up? High five. So the other news is a journalist with a website called The Payday Report has been tracking strikes across the United States. And since the beginning of the quarantine, there's been 200 wildcat strikes across the United States over safety conditions and hazard pay and things of that nature. That kind of job action in such a short period of time is unprecedented in American history. Wildcats have never gone on strike in the United States before. There have been strikes of grizzly bears, but the strikes had to stop every winter so that the strikers would go to sleep. There have been strikes of cheetah, but their picket lines go very fast. So it's hard to read the message on the picket signs. The wildcats have had some success, but they have trouble holding their picket signs in their paws. And because their species is distinguished by a solitary and nocturnal lifestyle, except during mating season, it's hard to realize that a strike is occurring because you only see a striking wildcat every few miles standing by itself. Now, the major strategy that the bosses have used to bust the strikes is by sending in domesticated house cats to act as strike breakers and infiltrate the striking wildcats, and thereby shifting the wildcats' focus to attacking a curtain. And that seems to be working, and we're worried about it.
I mean, could I suggest for anyone in your current revolution that they work on hacking? My strategy, if anyone is a hacker out there, is just to randomly swap people's social media algorithms so they get recommended a wide range of differing points of view.
I've been doing some of that. I've been getting targeted with a lot of Facebook political ads. And so whenever I see a Facebook political ad for something that I don't like, I comment about how much I like it, so that whoever that person is has to waste more money spending ads to me. So I'm tempting to thwart them.
Change starts at home. That's all the time we have for our top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, NATO.
Bueno.
As the last post affiliate of the Bugle, I listened to the last post with some expectation that it will be a family show. After attending weekday morning mass and listening to one of your episodes with my 8 children, I was horrified to hear an ad for an erotic novel sold in airport bookstores. Could you broadcast more wholesome and educational content, such as 2 to 5 minute pun runs based on sports or variations of cheeses? I always find pun runs by Andrew on the Bugle to be quite humorous, and I incorporate them into my home schooling lessons. Regards, Matt. What's the Bugle? I don't know what this is. I wouldn't do pun runs. I don't think people would like them. I certainly can't imagine an entire audience having the masochism to support something like an extended pun run. And I would appreciate it if people would stop trying to gaslight me with this alleged alternate universe garbage. I don't know if you know this, NATO. I get a lot of emails of people who are suggesting that there is an alternate dimension because of that glitch that happened in everyone's email systems on the 1st of January of this year. People suggesting that this is not, in fact, a show that's been running successfully for 10 years and that there is some other universe where there's a different show.
I don't know what they mean by family show, but I do want to suggest to the person who wrote that letter that that if they should find themselves with a raging rock hard erection at a inopportune moment, one solution they might want to try is to douse it with half a glass of water.
Thank you. That's a much better answer than mine was. Thank you for coming on the show, NATO, and thank you for listening to The Last Post today, listener. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Remember, you can listen back to episodes in the past so that these ones make more sense. If you enjoyed NATO Green today, go listen back to episode 99 or episode 101, where NATO Green did some brilliant Commandante work. Thank you for coming on the show today, NATO. Have you got anything to plug?
You can find me, NATO Green, at Twitter, Mr. NATO Green on Instagram. I have 2 comedy albums out, the NATO Green Party and the Whiteness album, available wherever comedy can be streamed and downloaded. And I relaunched my political chat podcast called The Bituation Room with Francesca Fiorentini. It'll live stream Sunday nights and then be out at podcast on Monday. So check that out.
I will. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online on Instagram and Twitter at alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, or on patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life, or to download previous comedy albums. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. The sub-executive producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Jay Rayner, and I host the Out to Lunch podcast, where I take fabulous guests out for lunch and grill them to a turn. For now, whilst lockdown reigns supreme, we're staying in for lunch instead, and we've got great company. Fascinating people share only the best takeaways with me over webcam. Great food and insightful conversation with the likes of Gary Neville, Sharon Horgan, George Ezra, and Dieter Von Teese.
Have you ever had a cream pie in the face?
No! So if you, like me, enjoy food and are missing restaurants, subscribe to Out to Lunch with Jay Rayner, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.